When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, strong and powerful, Andrew Rosen. Andrew, are you ready to do this?
George, would you believe that I waited my whole life for this?
Yes, I absolutely would. Let's do it. Andrew is CFP, is a CEP. He is the president of Diversified Lifelong Advisors. I'm excited to have you on the show. And finally, destiny is realized. Andrew has found his way. Andrew, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. It's thanks for having me on, George. 39 years in the making. So yes. I'm here. So what's worth sharing about myself? Father, lived to be a father, husband, live in Pennsylvania, Westchester, Chatsworth, Ford area. I live for the Jersey Shore in the summers, and my red wine and trying to stay healthy and keep centered, which is not the easiest thing to do, as you can imagine. But I love it. I live for the moment, right? Tomorrow's never promised, as they say. So why do I do what I do? I would tell you that in a quick story, when I was in college, I had the American dream, which is not to start something from scratch, but to take over your father's business. And that's what I thought my destiny was. My father got sick. So goes the business. So goes what I thought was the American dream. And when the dust settled, what I realized was the glue that held our family together was good financial planning. And having a good foundation, from insurances to investments to estate planning, and that has not only kept our family together through the years and tragedy, but it's made a difference in our life that if my father and mother didn't have the foresight, wouldn't have put us in such a good family position. And so it's my duty to give that back.
Yeah, I appreciate that. How did your folks come to do good planning?
My father was always a bit of a trailblazer, but I guess meeting the right guy, right, or the right person, and he met a great individual who really focused on looking at, before holistic planning was really holistic planning, he did as good a job as you could have done back in the day, if you will.
Yeah.
Right. Today, I think advisors take more of a some advisors take more of a comprehensive view and really care about your entire financial picture, not just your insurances or your investments. And so I think he found a person who was young and hungry and cared about us. And I think that made a difference.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it definitely did. So your father passes away when you are college aged. And then was your mom involved with the business? Was she involved with the financial plan? Sometimes one spouse does everything and then the other one's left with having no idea what's going on. What did that situation look like?
Yeah, so slight correction. So my father ended up passing away in a couple of years ago. So
okay, sorry.
So he got not a problem. He got sick and was on disability for many years and then passed away. But he was functional when he was on disability. But yeah, it went from mom raising kids, dad business owner, handled finances, right? They sort of divided and conquered, and then he got sick and mom got a little more involved and a little more understanding of where things were and how the widgets worked. And then when he eventually passed, she got more involved. Of course, she's fortunate enough that her son, myself, is in this business, so she never had to worry completely that her finances weren't going to be watched after she inherited a decent replacement. But yeah, he's sorely missed. But it was challenging. It's definitely, these moments are what you're made of. You really get to find out what you're made of when you go through things of this magnitude. Both myself and my mother and brothers, and it's an opportunity to learn and to better yourself.
Yeah. So, amen. Nice. So you thought you were going to do one thing, and then this happened. And how did you find yourself in the world of finance?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So I graduated college, and my mom, who was always a great resource for me and advocate, said, "All right, Andrew, you're either getting into real estate or finances." And I said, "You know what? Fine. I'll do finances. It's what's changed our lives. I believe in it." I drove home from college basically in tears because it was the best 4 years ever. And when I got home that Monday, I was taking insurance classes, getting approved, and then investment classes right away, found a job or two, bounced around through the years, and finally found my calling. Of course, what was interesting, I always thought I made the wrong choice for many years because I graduated in the early 2000s. And so here I am struggling, maybe made $3,000-$4,000 my first year working. And everywhere I turn, there's people who barely graduated high school who are making hundreds of thousands of dollars selling real estate left and right, either mortgage brokers or real estate agents. And I'm sitting here pounding the pavement, making nothing. So right. I could have sworn I made the wrong choice, but many years later, I'm vindicated, and I'm proud of what I do and create for myself, my family, and individuals.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I could certainly empathize, Andrew, after 4 years of this amazing college experience, getting home, cracking an insurance book, and just having your soul crushed.
It's not as glorious as you make it out to be, George.
Right. Yeah. Well, you and I have had similar paths because that was my first job out of college too, was selling life insurance. So I'm familiar with that program. All right. And now fast forward, you've been at this for an entire career. You're still a young guy, but you've been at it for a good little while. What are really the main problems that you're working on solving?
So I'm really working on reframing people's mindset and trying to drive as much value. So those are the things that I'm really focused on. How do people focus on being happy? Right? And how can we be part of that journey with them and help elevate them while making sure that we're looking after their best interest? And it's hard, right? It's hard. Things are changing. I believe in reinvesting in the experience and the value for our clients and reframing their thinking, so they coming they come into our office thinking, you're just going to invest my money, right? And I want to stop them in their tracks and say, we'll get there. We'll get to the implementation, but we gotta do some soul searching and some understanding. We gotta understand our goals. We have to understand who you are as people, because we're gonna achieve these goals. And I'm gonna be there to celebrate with you. And so how do we support and how do I build a company around that notion? So that takes a lot of energy.
Yeah, no doubt. Why is that important to do that reframe, to knock people off their axis a little bit of just, I'm here to talk to Andrew about my brokerage account, and you say, no, not so fast. We have to do this other work first.
Because it's the right thing to do for them and for us. I want to create real value in their lives. And I find that it's taking over your investments or implementing an insurance or doing a widget for them. That's the effect, right? That's not the cause. That's not the reason for being. And a lot of times it's misprioritized when you get under the hood a little bit. And so it is important to recenter individuals, to really understand what matters, to focus on the big picture a little bit, so that we can find out where the gaps are, we can find out where the real value is, and make a true difference in their life. I don't want their checkup meeting with us to be revisionist history, us just talking about their investment accounts for an hour. There's no value in that for
right.
us. There's no value in that for the clients, quite frankly. There's value when we spend an hour and we're talking about their dreams and their goals we've accomplished and the new goals they've set and real guidance and advice and strategizing and planning and holding their hands and being a catalyst for them. That's value. And so that I'm passionate about that. I really am. And so that's why I think it's important.
Yeah. Amen. Do you have like favorite questions that you like to ask to get people in that mindset? Or is it a process of asking, just say, hey, you know, I don't know if you think about goals very often or if you've gone through this process or not, but you know, what's really most important for the family, for all that?
Yeah. Know what I like to ask? I like to say, George, if you were to take the next month off, what are you doing? And money is no object. You're going to start to say, you know, spend time with my kids. We're going on vacation, going fishing. Boy, I'm definitely going to go down the beach and kick back with a margarita. You start not to answer, well, I'm going to take over the business or get promoted. That's not
work
what comes
more.
Right. I'm not going to work more. I'm not going to, you know, who wants a month off, right? You're going to start answering with real, real life-changing and aspiration type questions and answers, right? And so I think that's a fun exercise to go through. I like to ask that. I like to ask people what brings joy and happiness in their life. I like to ask people, in 3 years from now, what do we hope we accomplish in this relationship? So that I set myself up for success and we have a clear picture, a laser-like picture as to what defines success for them. And sometimes we have to reframe it, right? Some people say, invest better than I am. I say, okay, that's easy. Next, right? Like, right.
Sure.
Let's get some real answers out of you, right? I don't want to just hear that. I want to hear, again, bolder moving answers, not pebbles. And so that's how I look at it.
I think that's excellent. And This idea of 3 years seems like a really appropriate number to me. It just fits in my mind. If I can win or help my clients and people that I care about do really well and win, for lack of a better term, the next 3 years, then you'll probably just keep that going and then do great over the next 3 years. Versus, you know, 50 years from now, that's a little hard for me to wrap my head around. And 1 year just doesn't seem like enough time.
Yeah, George, I completely agree. 1 year's here before you know it, right? I mean, heck, we've been locked inside as a nation for almost a year, which maybe feels like 20. But yeah, 3 years, you're right. It gives you a reset. It's close enough that there's things that will happen in your lives. Kids may go off to college in the next 3 years. Retirement may be closer, or will be closer, but maybe approaching. Mm-hmm. So I agree. And 10 years is not tangible enough. I mean, no one wants to think about 10 years from now too much. I agree, George. I think it's, which is why I ask it.
Yeah, no, I think it's so valuable. And just to get people in that mode, away from the frenetic pace of life today, you know, away from just the things, you said widgets, and I totally agree. It's just stuff, right? It's just stuff. It's work stuff you got to do at your work. It's my investment account. It's whatever. It's all this stuff. And that stuff's important, but what's most important is the things you've just been talking about. And so if we can reframe and refocus on that, I think that you do really provide value.
Yeah, no question. No question about it.
Why don't people do that more often?
It's a great question, George. Why don't people do it more often? We're busy. We're busy. We're proud. We think we know it all. Plain and simple. People... I have attorneys come into my office, partners in major law firms, make tons of money, super successful, know everything about the law, and they don't have a will done. Mm. I mean, are you kidding me? It's the shoemaker's son. So people are busy. People are proud. I'm not going to ask for financial advice. Mm. What can they provide me that I don't – I know it all. I'm not going to show my wife, my husband, have a full handle on our finances. I'm too proud. And so you get that. And I also think that you see a lot of people who truly believe they know it all. And not in a derogatory way, in a what can you do for me? Mm-hmm. I can invest myself. Okay, so can I. I have a whole team dedicated to looking at it 24/7. I think we have a leg up. I have attorneys. I have in-house CPAs, mortgage professionals. How do we tie it together? What I think people don't realize is that you have one trip through this earth, mm-hmm. unless you believe in sort of reincarnation, but sure. Let's on that basis. And you have a choice. You can think you know it all in every aspect, and you can go through life that way, or you can partner with someone who's seen the future, which I have, because I've worked with George 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now, because they're clients of mine. I've seen the mistakes they've made. I have the resources and the time and the dedication and the expertise that they simply don't. There is no average Joe who knows more about this than what I do and our firm and most people in my industry, because this is what I eat and breathe. And I don't know more about engineering or psychiatry or construction or landscaping than the people that are living and breathing it. And you learn stuff, you understand things, and you have a vantage point that is unique and has a ton of intrinsic value.
Yeah.
So that's why. I think that's the most common reason I would tell you.
I love it. I love it, Andrew. Well, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
What do I have? So 39 years I've waited for this moment, George.
Here we are.
Because this is it. You've set me up for surely for failure. Okay, what is my difference making tip? So I think it comes back to some common theme here, which is people are misaligned. And when it comes to financial planning, a lot of times are focused on, let's call it the shiny thing. Why are you working here? I want the beach house. I want to make a lot of money. I want to I want to retire early. When I think the answer or the question should be reframed, and the relationship should start with your why, your happiness factor. What brings joy into your life, George? What makes you happy? What do we want to build a financial plan and put all these resources over the next 5-10 lifelong together to accomplish? Like, really and truly. And once we get those answers, boy, it changes things. Now we have real focus. Now we have real vision. Now we have a real plan we can put in place. And I've seen it change lives. I've seen it realign how people look at things. You know, Andrew, you're right. I should take more vacations. I don't know why I'm so afraid. I should take more time off. I should go buy that thing now because it's going to bring joy in my life that you're absolutely right. And maybe I shouldn't have bought in that other thing that was just that shiny thing. And so start from the core. Start with your happiness, your why, and then let's plan around that.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets
come on.
39 years in the making, and I feel like you nailed it, brother. I love it.
I can sleep easy tonight.
Yes. Andrew, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Sure. So you go to the post office. No, I'm just kidding. our website, lifelongadvisors.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. Definitely check out our blog, which is lifelongadvisors.com/blog. And we'd love to hear from you. Anything we can do to help, it's what we're here to do. It's our mission. It's our calling. And I'd like everyone to stay happy and healthy and stay wealthy. And we're here to support you any way we can.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Andrew your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to lifelongadvisors.com. Check out all the great resources. Read the blog. You can find Andrew on LinkedIn and reach out. Thank you again, Andrew.
Thanks, George. I appreciate it.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com. strivedetox.com and get your mind, body, and money right.